Welcome to Voices of
Love
Freedom.
Talk Radio.
It's great to have you here today. We're looking forward to talking to you about Jesus. And a thought that's been going through my mind the last couple of days is the amount of times that we use the word door during the day. And even in the Bible, you know, there's many cases of the door. And talked about when Noah took all the animals in the ark and got his family in the ark, it said God shut the door. And that's something to think about there this morning is how many times we get out here and we see God open doors and God shut doors. And being able to recognize that sometimes is an interesting thing, because we look around and we say, well, is this God's will, or am I in God's will, or what's the master plan, and, you know, what's God trying to talk to me about? And sometimes it's a little bit difficult to figure it out. Let's be honest, right? So the sin lies at the door, tells me in Genesis 4:7. And, you know, I think of how many times I said, well, I'm out the door in 5 minutes, or somebody would call back in the old days and we'd pick up a phone that was attached to the wall and say, hey, I just walked in the door. I read there a little bit in Genesis there where it said that Lot sat at the gate, the door of the gate. And I thought about that and how the fact that, you know, I wonder what he was thinking at the gate, you know, because he can go into the city, which apparently he lived in the city because of the way that the angels of the Lord were, you know, about to be molested or whatever you want to say. So he had something in the city, but I wondered if he sat there at the gate of the city, being their door, right, and just thought about, man, I need to get out of here. You know, I mean, how many times do we sit there and say, I know I need to do better. I know I need to get out of here. I know I need to go a different direction. I know that I need to do something. You see where we're going with that? So I don't know. But that's my thought on the door today. And I've got a couple more verses here that we'll look up here. And we talk about the upper door post there in Exodus when Moses told him that the Lord said, kill the lamb, the perfect lamb, without the blemish out here, the best lamb that you have, and paint that blood on your doorpost, and death will pass over you. So there's something about your door today, right? And we see Psalms 24, it talks about an everlasting door. We got to have a door here that's going to be open forever to those that love Jesus. And if we get cast into hell because we don't believe in it and we don't believe in Jesus, then there's going to be a door that will shut there and no man will ever open that again, right? So there's a door of hope that Hosea talks about there in chapter 2, verse 15. And then Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes 12:4 about a door that shall be shut. I tell you, with your relationship with Jesus today, you don't want that door to be shut. You don't want to pass on those opportunities so much. And it's almost like the Truth or Consequences show on television at times. Do you want what's behind door number one, door number two, door number three? And, you know, we're so busy wanting to open all the doors and try all the things and see what's in all the cupboard that we don't realize that we get with the truth of God and open the door to Jesus Christ and go into his relationship, and everything else will take care of itself. Isn't that the way God has it planned out? I believe he does, see. So, in Acts 14:27, to have this relationship with Jesus Christ and have that door of faith opened, it's a great relief to you when you surrender. I can tell you the time, and I can take you to the place in March 1997. Can't tell you what the date on the calendar was, but I know it was in that month. I know it was in that year. I know it was in that time. I know it was in the afternoon when I said, I cannot do this anymore. I can't go forward. And that's kind of where we're at with all this, and that's kind of why I'm sitting here saying I closed the door on who I was, and I opened the door into heaven. And you say, well, isn't that kind of jumping the gun? I don't believe so, because when I surrendered to Jesus Christ, I believe he eternally saved me. Now, do I have a job to do for Jesus? Well, I need to grow in the faith, but I don't have works to keep the salvation he gave me. But because I start to see that I go from a fear of the Lord, which I had, which came out of Proverbs 4, chapter 4, now all of a sudden I've grown to a position where I've got a respect for God that I never had before. I see God in a whole new light before. I had a fear of God killing me, putting me in hell. Now the doorway has been opened and I have seen what's inside the door, and it's a beautiful, miraculous, incredible place where God wants a relationship with me. He wants a relationship with me. What's he going to do? How's he going to have a relationship with me? He made it so simple by giving us this Bible. He put it in a language that we could understand. He made it simple for us to open a door to have a relationship with him. Now, why don't we open the door? Well, number one, we don't know what's behind the door a lot of times, so we have all kinds of preconceived notions. We have all kinds of ideas about why I can't live for Jesus. We have all kinds of ideas about how Jesus is a taskmaster and is too much, and I can't be perfect, and on and on and on. Instead of just seeing and understanding and maybe hearing, because we don't hear the Word of God, we won't endure sound doctrine. That's what we learned yesterday. All of these things that God's given us, all these gifts, all these abilities to be what he wants us to be, and we won't open the door on it because we're still thinking it's about us. But when you start to see what Jesus Christ can do in your life, how do I see it? You'll never see it till you open the door. Amen? You just can't see it. You'll never see it until you open the door. It's kind of an amazing, okay, it's kind of amazing if you think about it, because so many people, I think because you observe something or you see something or you hear something that you can say, oh, yeah, I can go with that, so I'm saved. Oh, I know the Bible stories, so I'm saved. But if you don't open the door and go through the door and get involved in what's on the other side of the door, which is Jesus Christ, you're never going to know. Now, here's the thing, and I've said this, and people probably think I'm crazy, but I say if you don't like it, just quit. Just completely surrender to Jesus Christ and go a mile with Jesus, and if it is not right, quit. You've quit everything else. Man, I've been a quitter. There's times when I get to a point on a project or something and it just won't go any further, and I pushed it and then jammed it and knocked it and banged it, and all of a sudden I say, you know what? I'm walking away. I'm walking away from it. And sometimes I believe that's where we have to get to, don't you? Now let's look at this here in John chapter 10. Let me read a few verses, because the message is coming together, because the Lord's given me. I like the concept of it, but it didn't have all these different things. But now it's starting to come. Let's look at the door starting in chapter 10 of the book of John. It says, verily, verily, these are Jesus saying this in his own words. These are Jesus' words. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Hey, listen, if something is your house, you know, if it's your house, you have every right to come through the front door, don't you? Jesus says if you break in, or you come in some other way, or you climb over the roof and down the gutters and da-da-da-da-da, that guess what? You are a thief and a robber, chances are, okay? So to come into something that God's got prepared for you and planned for you, right? This is a wonderful thing that God has prepared. Now, he says, but he that entereth in by the door, he's the shepherd of the sheep. So not only, I mean, entering in, there's some ownership to that. He owned a sheep. But entering in at the door, okay, is what's expected of you, okay? So to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and they calleth his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. Now, interesting stuff, isn't it? So it says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that were which he spoke. So what's Jesus telling us about the door and the shepherd and the sheep know his voice? So Jesus said unto them, let me explain it a little further in verse 7 of John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. You see, the doorway for you to get to heaven, and we could go on to John chapter 14, because again, Jesus is going to say, I am the way. So Jesus has lots of different names for himself here, but he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Where's the Father? He's in heaven. How do I get to heaven? Through Jesus Christ. Just like I see this door, I can see this door, I mean, just as plain as day. And if you could just close your eyes and think about going over to a door, maybe it's all black around it, you know, it's total darkness around it, and the light of the world is Jesus, and you can see the light coming through the keyhole, and something's pulling you to go there. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But the bottom line is Jesus Christ has a plan for you. And the plan cannot start. You can't, like the thief and the robber, jump over the fence and climb over the roof and run in the back room and knock out a window. You can do all kinds of different things, just like the thief and the robber. But until you open the door and walk through the door and see what Jesus has for you, you're not going to understand it. But if you do walk through that door, you will never come back to the other side. I'm telling you because I know it. You know, so many times nowadays we've gotten so off track of sharing our own testimony. And you say, well, you know, what's that? Your own testimony is what I just shared with you when I said March 1997, I had to surrender. I couldn't go on anymore. Okay? It's that same situation, okay, the same situation today as March 1997. I share that same testimony because that's the day I realize it's either hell or it's surrender. I hope and pray nobody lets it go as far as I let it go. But at the end of the day, it's hope or it's surrender. You see where we're going with that? Now, let's think on it for just a little bit. It's hope or it's surrender. Now, as we move forward on this thing, there's doors that will open and there's doors that will close. It says a lot of times I heard somebody say, when God shuts a door, he will open a window. And I tell you what, over the years I've just thought about how many times just waiting, and I've seen the word wait. We can use that in the Bible. It's all over the place. But just wait. Just wait and let the Lord. Just wait and let God. You see, it's going to happen. God does have a master plan. God is willing to open doors for you. Do I need him to open a door for a job down here? Well, I mean, you know, you need some kind of income. But do I really need him to open this job that, you know, a job that nobody else has? Do I need him to give me Solomon's riches? Do I need him to give me, you know, the power of King David? Do I need, there's so many things that we get caught up in thinking we need when at the end of the day, I'm 51 years old and I'm telling you, when I go out of here, I'm going to go out like the richest man and I'm going to go out like the poorest man. And I guarantee they took nothing out of here. When they left, they even left the clothes they're wearing. If you open the casket and take a good look, I'm begging you today to open the door a door of opportunity, a door to eternity, a door that behind you can close out everything you've ever done. Folks, I don't know about you, but that was exciting for me. Oh, I had to live in the same community. Oh, I had to live around the same people. But a lot of the real problems were separated out. Boy, I tell you what, that's a beautiful thing. When God starts cleaning on your life, you see, when God starts cleaning on your life, some miraculous things start to happen. When God starts cleaning on your life, then you have something. Some miraculous, crazy, awesome things will start to happen in your life. But the thing is, you know what? Lot sat at the gate. I don't think he knew which way to go. I think he wanted to be out there, and he knew what it was bad for his family to be in the influences, under the influences that they were, but he just wouldn't pull the trigger. He just wouldn't pull out of the world, and man, oh man, isn't that sad today? He just wouldn't pull out of the world. Hey, I'm hoping and praying that you know how to pull out of the world. Boy, is it a great day to be a Christian? Absolutely. Are there troubles on every side? Pretty much. You know, there's so many things. And I posted about the weaker brother there in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, I think is where it was. And it just astounds me to think. It just astounds me to think, man, oh man, what can we do? What can we do? What is our master plan? Are we going to do something for Jesus, or are we just going to sit around and let somebody else do it? You see, boy, I tell you what, I hope we can be found doing something for Jesus. I hope we can be found opening the door to Jesus Christ and being able and willing to do something wonderful for him. Have a great day. Open that door. Walk in to the Savior of the world and say, I surrender. And Jesus will take it from there. Have a great day.